boy, where do we begin here? Jack Eichel, let's start with the superstar player. Jack Eichel, you know, you're right, does not look the same as he's going. Last year, he had the monster season, and we saw him grump in the offseason about sick of the losing, etc. And then the Buffalo Sabres got to action, and in comes Eric Staal, and in comes Taylor Hall, and in comes Cody Eakin. Like, they went out and made some moves to try to bring in some players to try to win now more. But Jack Eichel this season so far is in no way, shape, or form resembling the player that we saw last season. Now, as far as I know, he has not officially asked for a trade. But if you watch him play, it looks like he's playing like he doesn't want to be there. And he's not in the minority either. You can go right down the laundry list. Like, you mentioned Skinner. You mentioned Eichel. You mentioned Taylor Hall. Kyle Okposo, bless him, has been, you know, force-fed a lot of minutes as well. He's only got 1 point in 15 or 16 games as well. Yet he continues to get top 6 minutes. So it's not just one culprit. I mean, when you have Curtis Lazar as your leading goal scorer 5-on-5, okay, Curtis Lazar, who's your fourth line center, is your leading goal scorer 5-on-5, you have problems. Now, one thing we should always mention this year about the Sabres is they got hammered by COVID. It's great to see Rasmus Ristolainen back on the ice, but this is a team that had a strain go through that dressing room that was vicious, that was real bad. So that puts them behind the eight ball. As well, they are having a hard time getting goaltending. Goaltending has always been, as far as I'm concerned, the issue with the Buffalo Sabres. So until they correct that, not much is going to change, I don't suspect. As for the Jeff Skinner issue, now we know that Ralph Kruger and Jeff Skinner did not get along last season. That has, you know, carried over into this season. We saw him on fourth line duty, and then we saw him scratched. And as one person told me, you know, the first scratch is a call to attention. The second scratch is punishment. But the third scratch, it becomes personal. Don Meehan and Newport Sports getting involved and talking to Kevin Adams, the general manager, about it. Is there a lack of production with Skinner? Yes. But that's consistent up and down this Buffalo Sabres lineup. It's a team that that plays with no pushback. It's a team that that skates as if they don't want to be there, and that's led by their captain Jack Eichel. So the problems are numerous with the Buffalo Sabres. I don't really know where to begin. Other than that, it's endlessly frustrating for Terry Pegula, who, as hands off as he is with the Buffalo Bills, is very much hands on with the Buffalo Sabres.